Well, Jim, this morning here we have Katrina Henry with us, who works in our development department. She works with a lot of the digital stuff and computer stuff. And Katrina, we want to welcome you to the radio broadcast.
Thank you, and good morning.
Well, Katrina, we're very excited to talk about how God's been using you recently with a new program that Haven of Rest launched not too long ago. But before we jump right into that, Reverend Kaiser and I were talking to you before we came on air that you've been at Haven of Rest now for how many years?
We'll be 17 years August 20th.
Which is exciting. And you've done a little bit of everything in the development department.
Pretty much.
When you started, you were helping with the mailings and you've done a lot through the years. And so God's been able to allow, you've allowed God to use you in this new way for Haven of Rest. Right. So before we go way into the details, talk a little bit. We've mentioned it on the radio before, but talk about this project that you've been able to be a part of spearheading through Haven of Rest.
It's called Every Child, Every Chance. And Every Child, Every Chance is where we work with Akron Public Schools, some of the Akron Public Schools, not all of them, and elementary schools, as a matter of fact. And we work with the counselors to meet the needs of some of their youth that are struggling, that their life is a little challenging, a little bit more challenging than others, and we get the opportunity to help them out doing some great, neat things for them.
So age-wise, we're looking around what age?
Probably 5 to 11. Or 12, depending on sixth grade.
Yes.
Fifth grade. If a school goes to fifth grade, it's about 11.
So this program started about
two years ago,
because we really wanted to work with the school system and to find out how we could kind of work through the school system. Mm-hmm. And you've been heading this up very well. You took a little time off, and then we picked it back up. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I was off for about 6.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back in this early spring, I found that the needs had changed from what kids normally need as far as paper, pencil, helping out with field trips and things that kids were in desperate need of, personal care items, shoes, clothing, things that they could, as far as needing pull-ups and wet wipes, things to help the school with. It was pretty, I don't know if I would say hurtful, but it was a lot of heart wrenching, you know, thinking about the needs and what's happening in the schools and the things that the teachers have to go through every day to make sure the kids are covered.
Yeah, I'm sure it's eye-opening, too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We're excited that there's this need that the schools have expressed and God's used Haven of Rest to step into that gap.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the back and forth that goes on. How do we learn about these needs? How are we connected with the students and their families?
Well, once I was back in the office, I reached out to the counselors and I let them know that I was back. And if they needed me, I was available. What can Haven of Rest do for you? And they immediately started emailing me lists of things, and some of the urgent needs, I tried to take care of them right away. And an urgent need to me is a child coming to school with shoes that are too small or clothes that are not as clean as they should be. And now we are in need of clothing for these kids. Kids coming to school not having a bath and might not smell the best. So they need soap and toothbrushes and toothpaste and those kind of things. So I tried to step in as fast as I could to take care of those.
Well, Jim, Katrina, we both know inflation, cost of living, food prices, everything we know has gone up. And sometimes as you're talking, Katrina, you know, personal care items sometimes might have to fall off the list. Not all the time, but sometimes to maybe pay some of the other costs of living arrangements where they're living, whether it's a rental place or house. You know, you look at electric and gas, all that stuff that ties into this. So as we talk about this, I remember when we started this 2 years ago and the kids started back to school, what we considered an emergency need was there were some kids that didn't even have shoes.
Didn't have shoes, right. A young child came to school. Counselor called me immediately. She came barefoot, just showed up, and they managed to have some flip-flops on hand that they were able to give her. And another child didn't have shoes, proper size shoes. So we immediately took care of those needs, like right away, to make sure that they had shoes for their feet. And I just wanted to go back to talk about now the pilot. When we first started, mm-hmm. it was just 4 schools.
Yes.
We have advanced to 8 different schools right now. One of our schools will not be in existence for the next coming year, 24-25 school year. So we'll be at 7 schools, but we're going to accumulate more students because these schools will get the feed in from the other schools that are being closed, so that we will have the same, probably possibly the same amount of students this next school year.
Now, Katrina, as we think about the need that we're filling, have you been able to get any feedback from the counselors as to the impact that this is having in the school as we're reaching in?
One of my counselors called me immediately, he said, Katrina, he said, I am so glad you showed up today, because we have a young child here that didn't have any clothes. She just was looking like she needed a refreshing in her wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Everything was too small for her. You know, we look at, I know my kids grew like weeds when they were coming up. So now you have these kids from September to December in one size, and then by January, February, they're in a whole different size, shoe size, clothing size. And it's kind of hard for parents to keep up. And since they're not wearing uniforms any longer, that put a challenge too on parents, because now you're responsible for purchasing clothing for school year.
Yeah, and you know, that's a very good point, Katrina. You know, you talk about when school starts, mm-hmm. you know, there's this start and help there. But like you said, kids do grow, mm-hmm. and throughout the school year, they can outgrow the clothes, the shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, you have children. I have children. Katrina, you had children. When they hit a growth spurt, it's like, my goodness, what's right. going on here?
Right, what happened?
So just like, as you were mentioning, you know, when you get into half the school year, and maybe it's December, and now they're coming back from maybe school break, from taking time off for the holidays, their sizes could be a lot different. Mm-hmm. And so your relationship, you don't work directly with the student or the families. You're working strictly through the counselors. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, the teachers and the counselors, the teachers identify the need and gives them to the counselors. And the counselors contact me and make sure I have all the information I need. And I work behind the scenes to make sure that it all happens. Yeah.
Now, our listeners, some may be very familiar with what we're talking about today because they've heard it on previous broadcasts. Some may be hearing it for the first time. So we've spoken a little bit about the specifics of how it happens and the help we're able to give. Speak a little bit to the name and the spirit behind what we're doing with this project.
Every child, every chance is to make sure that children that are going to school don't get because kids can be so mean, you know, as far as, you know, you're not clean, you're not dressed properly. So we're trying to help kids not be bullied, help kids not to go home and have to figure out what they're going to wear to school tomorrow. Stepping in, helping parents to make sure that their kids are taken care of, you know, because Akron is our area, and we are doing a big job here as far as Haven Arrest, as far as helping people. But I think that the kids, you don't want to see them here in 17 years.
No.
You know, we want to make sure that these kids are not looking for another way to purchase shoes or purchase clothes, that they know that if they come to Haven Arrest, that we can help them out, that we're able to counsel them, we're able to pray with them, we're able to guide them. And they may not know where things are coming from, but I'm pretty sure the counselors are making sure that they know that they're getting stuff from us.
Yes. And, you know, the scope of this, you know, working through the counselors, mm-hmm. it gives us a little bit of an opportunity to at least let the kids know maybe what some of the things Haven Arrest offers outside of school.
Right.
Some of the things that we do maybe throughout the year. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Two that come up to my mind, Jim, is, you know, the community picnic and camp.
Right. Right now we're getting ready for our Hope Sports Camp, which is going to happen in June this year.
Yes.
We actually are asking that if parents between kids between the age of 8 and 13, if they want their kids to attend, to get in contact with David John, or they can go online on the havenarrest.org website and sign their child up for the basketball camp. Our picnic is in July, the 4th of Wednesday of July. They can participate in that, and that's huge because it's like saying, you know, come on, let's have a picnic. You know, you may not have done anything all year.
That's
now
right.
Let's sit back and let someone else wait on you, clean up for you, bring your children, enjoy some of the fun, and then you get to learn some stuff about things that are going on or agencies that can help in the city.
Yes.
So I love that dynamic, Katrina, where we're doing the in-reach to the schools, but there's also an opportunity for them to connect to the greater part of what God's doing here on our campus at Haven of Rest. And so there's the connection to the spiritual. And as you mentioned, all that, just some of these outreaches are an opportunity that otherwise folks wouldn't get.
Right.
And so as we look forward, I know you're kind of wrapping up Every Child, Every Chance school year.
Right.
Do you have plans for the next school year for Every Child, Every Chance?
Well, we started to talk about things that we might be able to do next year. I know when we first started doing Every Child, Every Chance, we asked them to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the box has not been broadened, I don't think. It's more on needs, like emergency needs. So maybe we need to pray that my insight is clear when it comes to doing things for the school. You know, that we do a justice as far as for the children, that we're there not only for the children, but for their parents as well. How can we reach out to them? How can we get them involved in things that could benefit them here as well? Because I think Every Child, Every Chance just is so huge. And if people only could see the heart of it all, you know, because there is a heart there, and the heart is for the people, and it's for the people that we serve every day.
And we know when school break happens, you know, summer's, you know, a couple months, and, you know, when you talk about expanding the box, you know, my first thought, Jim, when we talk about this is, boy, is there any way somehow, you know, when the kids are not in school, is there a way we could still help in with needs when they're at home? Because there is that,
right?
You know, once you get that summertime, there are a lot of things going on, a lot of activities. And these are things, because the program's new, these are things we will continue to pray about.
Yes.
And, you know, it's already expanded to where it was started. And I, you know, I know we only have a few minutes here, Katrina, but I mean, we had a family, a large number of kids that needed help here just recently in the school.
Yeah. Yes, and we're getting ready to have them come in to do shopping with us to see, and we possibly will still be connected to them over the summer because the family being so huge, we don't want to let them go the whole summer without touching base. So I'm trying to get as close as I can to the, because they are a foreign family interpreter, so that they can understand that we're here for them, you know, and they don't have to go all summer without having food or clothing or whatever their needs might be.
Well, Katrina, when I look at all that God's doing, just what we've discussed today, it's really just the tip of what's going on. There's so much that's happening. And I think our listeners have a lot to be excited about. Hopefully they've caught a little of that vision for how God's using the Every Child, Every Chance program here at Haven of Rest. And I know you mentioned that we can pray for you for insight going into next year and how this program can continue and it possibly expand. And we want to just thank you for all the work that you've put into this project. I know that there's a lot that goes into it, and you've personally put a lot of hours into making this happen. So we want to thank you for that, and thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today, Katrina.
Oh, you're welcome. And don't forget, I just want to add this. Pray for a safe summer for the youth.
Yes.
Just a safe summer, that kids are just safe this summer. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Katrina.